Recognition for Australia's emerging industrial hemp industry seems to be on its way, with the Australian government supporting a hemp processing initiative.
Smoke weed every day.
Whoa, slow down.
Hey man, you can't be interrupting my flow like that.
This only applies to industrial hemp. And I spoke with Darius Dunn from Made in Hemp, Australia's only supplier to the two largest health food companies, about what exactly this means. So the first question that I'm going to ask you, it's one that confuses me, as I'm sure it does a lot of people, and at this stage I'm almost too embarrassed to ask it, but here it is. How is hemp different from marijuana?
Ellie, that is a great question and something that we get asked a lot. And the easiest way for me to explain it that's quite informative would be think of a canine family. And recently they've chosen to ban pit bull terriers, but they haven't banned Labradors or poodles or any other kind of dog. So the hemp family is much the same. So we've got industrial hemp, and then there's marijuana and some other strains as well. What we're working with and what's been legalized is industrial hemp, which has no THC in it, which is the psychoactive compound that makes marijuana what it is. So it is never taken out of the plant. It's just not in it when it's grown. Another good example would be like mushrooms. Most mushrooms are actually quite toxic. Then there's another range of mushrooms that are psychedelic, but what you can buy down in Coles and Woolworths or at your farmer's market obviously is not. So if we can, you know, differentiate between those kinds of mushrooms and those kinds of canines, we should be able to do the same with hemp and the variety that we're promoting.
How else can it be consumed if it's not being smoked?
Well, the hemp that we've got, really what you're after at this stage is the seed. There is some science to suggest that even juicing leaves would be great, but that's not available to us at the moment. But what we've got is a seed that is very complete, full of protein. So it's got a complete range of essential amino acids, which are your protein building blocks. In addition, it's also got a complete and a healthy balance of essential fatty acids, which is all of your omegas. And so you've got a seed that's got all of your protein, all of your omegas, in a very bioavailable format. In other words, you can actually eat it and absorb the goodness.
Wow, and what other leverage does it have over its less controversial competitors in the worlds of omega-3 and fabric?
Well, the hemp that we're talking about and the omega-3s that are in it are actually short-chain fatty acids, and it's got omegas 3, 6 and 9. So it's got a better balance. In fact, we call it nature's perfect balance of essential fatty acids, and that's what makes it so beneficial, that it's hard to find such a complete balance of omegas in it. So when you look at other kinds of oils, whether it be flaxseed oil or even fish oil, you're not getting that balance.
And why has the plant been so strictly regulated for so long?
Look, it's kind of a little bit speculative, although most of us, you'll find, put a passionate argument together to suggest that it's the threat that it poses to many other industries that have become, you know, very successful, whether we're talking about nylon, cotton, paper industries, pharmaceutical industries, and even fuel industries, petrochemical industries. Hemp can really go toe-to-toe with many of those and threaten them. And hemp is a very, obviously, a healthy crop to grow. It improves the soil, improves the air, and it's got everything to be, every reason to support the crop, except for the fact that it can perhaps harm some other industries that will be threatened by it.
So there's a little bit of a hemp-spiracy going through the undercurrents of the industry.
Very much so. It's been going for a long time, and you don't have to Google very hard to find some very good stories. But because I'm trying to keep my information down to facts, I can, you know, I choose not to speculate too much.
Fair enough.
Because I think that most people are very aware of all of those stories, and I personally believe that there's probably a lot of substance in it all. But thankfully, we've had a change of legislation recently, which comes into effect in November, actually November the 12th, and that will see hemp allowed to not only be grown and consumed in Australia, but importantly promoted as a food. So for 10 years now, our company's been promoting hemp in Australia, but not being able to call it food in Australia or New Zealand. So it's only been able to be promoted as a cosmetic ingredient, which is fine for people like us that are also manufacturing cosmetics. But I think people understand the benefits, and they've done their own due diligence and have worked out how best to consume and use hemp.
And do you think that this change in legislation will have any impact on the regulation of recreational marijuana?
Look, it's not really connected. Recreational marijuana, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp may well all have enough behind them to get across the line, but they really should be treated as three individual commodities. There's no reason why they have to all go together, but I've heard very good arguments for all three as to why they should be.
And what do you see in the future for this naughty little plant?
Well, the one that we're talking about is not a naughty little plant. It's its honest, friendly cousin. But look, all of the plants are incredibly beneficial. And we're not talking about fantasy here. There's a lot of science to support it. And you don't have to do much research to see how beneficial it is in a therapeutic application as a food. And to be honest with you, I think that if you were to ask the police to go and sort out a bunch of hippies that were down on the corner smoking grass, you know, I don't think they'd need to pack their ammunition and take their bulletproof vests. A water pistol would do just fine.